Father of terror victim Ebba Åkerlund says he was questioned by police for defending her grave. By Chris Tomlinson on March 31, 2021. The father of Swedish terror attack victim Ebba Åkerlund has alleged that police questioned him after defending her gravesite from a woman he claimed was stealing objects from the cemetery. Stefan Åkerlund claimed that police questioned him for half an hour after allegedly catching a woman stealing objects from the cemetery where his daughter is buried. Writing on Facebook, Mr. Åkerlund called on the public to identify the woman, who he referred to as a crackhead, saying that he had caught her stealing objects from his daughter's grave as well as others at the cemetery. He claimed that he had detained the woman but said that bystanders reported him to the police instead, saying, "Passerby idiots called and report me to the police because I was trying to hold on to the thief. So now I've been questioned by the police for 30 minutes. What a wonderful society we have." He said and added, "I put sweets for Ebba here every Saturday. Those and other things you have the audacity to steal." The incident is not the first time Mr. Åkerlund has claimed that people have desecrated his daughter's grave. In November 2018, he claimed that an illegal migrant had vandalized her grave at least 30 times and attacked other graves in the cemetery. Mr. Åkerlund also attempted to sue the Swedish government over the death of his daughter and demanded 300,000 Swedish kroner, £24,600/$31,100, as compensation from convicted terrorist Rakhmat Akilov, but the case was dismissed in 2019. 11-year-old Ebba Åkerlund was killed while walking along the Drottninggatan pedestrian street in Stockholm in 2017 after radical Islamic terrorist and failed asylum seeker Rakhmat Akilov stole a truck and drove it at high speed down the street. 5 people were killed in the attack, including Åkerlund, and 14 people were seriously injured. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.